Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. Am I speaking with Devin?
Yes.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, Devin.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy
Monday, huh?
Too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
New countdown begins for the next weekend, huh? And so, Devin,
yeah.
I had Mary send over some information here. Catch up to speed on the call a little bit. Just to confirm, you've been 5 years in business. So first off, congratulations with that. But you're looking to target both residential and commercial work within local areas in your area there. Can you talk to me about that a little bit? Would you say no more than 50-mile radius, would you say, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'd probably say, I'm in North Wilkesboro, and I go about as far as Raleigh. So,
okay,
I'd probably say about a 50 to 75-mile radius.
Gotcha. Okay. So just being transparent with you, so on this package here, it does go with a 50-mile marker around there, maybe 55 there. Now, it doesn't mean you have to use all the miles in every direction. We're very flexible with this, so we can actually exclude areas and even narrow things down to specific counties and zip codes. So we can make that happen. All the calls will come directly to you. Nobody will ever touch any of your customers. However you want to be contacted, we put that out there on Google, along with 60 other local directories in the area, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, things like that. That way you're not missing any of those opportunities. So, Devin, before I dive into the pricing, actually, Mary put in more than a 50% discounted rate for you, so I'm sure you're going to love that. But did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how that works in general?
I kind of get the gist of it. My guess is just with, you know, being like a company. So, I mean, I guess, how did you guys find me or find about me? Because I was going to say, I thought most of my stuff is like listed through like Angie's Leads. And then I don't think I have a website online too. I always just ask people how they find, you know, because I mean, that lets me know how I'm getting networking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. True entrepreneur right there. And I like that. So. Yeah, so we have an inventory team that makes sure that we're not working with anyone else that does this type of line of work, any type of plumbing, sewer, things like that, drain cleaning, anything of that nature. We need to make sure, because it's a very strict policy. We're not allowed to spread leads or rotate you guys on Google or anything of that nature. Okay, once you join with our family today, we won't work with anyone else within that 55-mile radius, just to ensure that you get the max results, get the max calls. Okay, now how we found you? Through that team, they look up to make sure you don't have a bad reputation. And again, we're not working with anyone that does what you do. I am looking at your website right now as we speak as well, too. Are you paying for this website on your own, or did you build this yourself?
I'm paying for the website. I pay so much a month, and then I built it on there.
Okay.
I got to get on there and edit, like, some things, because it's like when I set up everything, I kind of just, I haven't had the time. Like, it's been a lot of, I stay very busy. Like I tell her, I do plumbing, HVAC, and electrical. And then I just took on another job where I learn when I do, industrial, controls for HVAC.
Nice. Oh, that's where money's at too. There you go. Congrats on that.
See, that's
stuff.
What
you know, you gotta get a license.
That makes me feel really happy because everybody keeps telling me that. So. That's what lets me know that I'm in the right decision. Like, I'm only 23, but I mean, I'm very business savvy. And, you know, my family used to have a plumbing company, and then I kind of learned on how to do it from underneath them. And then I kind of just, you know, I understand the concept of, yeah.
Beautiful. There you go. Well, you're on the right track, man. You know, and doing it right the way you are, taking it slow, making sure you get a license, getting everything going. That's important. Some people just kind of dive right into it and think, you know, magical thinking over here. You know what I mean? And it's not all sunshine and rainbows. You know what I mean? So good for you. Good for you. This here is that next step to help with that, right? So let's say we help you out just to get that brand exposure. It's not just going to be on the first page of Google. It's going to be on the local directories, and they don't have to know your business name. They type in or even say on Voice Alexa, any of your services, we make sure you're top recommended as an option for the customers to call you, okay? Now, we also bundle services together because we're a premier Google Channel partner. So it's beneficial for you because it's not an additional cost. It's actually included in your package. Are you using any type of social media by any chance, like Facebook or Instagram?
I do Facebook. I have Facebook, like a little page, but it's just been a matter of like, it's like, I haven't took the time to really, it's like when you get busy and stuff, it's like, I've taken the time and I put my business kind of like on the side to where when I pretty much like I get work all the time. It's just, I just choose when I want to do it. Cause it's
good.
Like right now,
okay.
The company I work for now is, they do HVAC and electrical. So that was two other trades I wanted to learn. So I've been
beautiful.
With them, you know, until I, you know, like until I can get what I can from them. And then once I've soaked up as much knowledge and I feel like, you know, I've gained as much, I keep that company in the back of my pocket too. Cause like I tell them, hey, you know, I'm here to work for you guys. And like I tell them every single day I come to work, I tell them, I don't have to be here, you know, because the reality of it is I don't have to be here. My company itself, if I wanted to work 2 hours a day, I could work 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, you know, and every 2 weeks pay myself $3,000, you know, if I wanted to do that. But I choose to, you know, better on knowledge because I believe knowledge is power, you know, and the more you know,
yes, sir.
The better, you know.
Beautiful. All right.
Go ahead.
So that's beautiful. This will work out as a match made in heaven then, because you don't have to, you're not getting charged per call, click, job, lead, or anything of that nature. It's a flat rate month to month with no contracts. Now, you cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want. You can schedule how you want to talk with the customers, or if you want to go take a look or appointment instead, or have however you want. You'll be able to track everything. We want to make sure you have the keys to the car here. Meaning we'll develop a fully customizable tracking system to show you how this fruition is coming to play. Your calls will come directly to you. You could track to see where they're calling from, the phone number. You can call them back. You could even see the keywords being used on Google, right? But as you mentioned, you know, it's just, you have a lot of things out there, but it's just the time consumption of trying to add a picture on Facebook or update a profile. It's just, it's a lot, you know? So
yeah,
we understand
just,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we actually give you a team, an account management team that will be there for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. to do those and run those new promotions for you, right? So let's say for Facebook, we use target marketing ads on there. So it's not just throwing an ad out to anybody. If a customer looks you up on Google or these other directories, they find you and whatever reason why they don't call you, if they go on their Facebook afterwards, we have reminders popping up on their feed to say, hey, listen, you were looking for these services nearby. Hey, Devin's the guy to call. Click here. And it will call you directly from that. And again, you know, the Facebook ads.
Are you guys like a marketing SEO, like, company?
Yes, sir.
Like, what's you guys' like background? Like,
that's exactly what we are. Yep. SEO, search engine optimization, and we do marketing. Plus, I mean, we're a premier partner with Google. We're the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO. And don't quote me, but I believe there's only like 7 or 8 of us in the U.S. that could say that. We've been in business for over, we're coming up on our 19th year this year. So it tells you a lot about our company already. Now, we work with
like
over 11.
Okay, so that's exactly why I wanted to do it, because it's like, you know, when, you know, hear me out. You know, when you own
sure.
a business, and you know, when you're a business owner and you own a business, they got your number every single day. You know, you get a lot of calls every single day, and you get a lot of people trying to advertise your services and want to advertise
right.
your services, promote you, you know, and it's just a matter of, you know, trying to discern, to decipher which one's there for me and which one wants to take my, you know?
Yes.
And that's where it's
yes,
like,
sir.
And that's where it's like, I live, you know, and that's where it's like when you told me I'm liking what I'm hearing, you know, so you got me all ears because, you know, like I was telling her, I'm in the middle of a job, but
I
if
know,
you got
yeah.
me, but it's a vacant unit, so it's not even, you know, if it's a vacant unit and you got me in here listening, just know you got my attention.
Awesome. I like that. Yeah. And honestly, man, I hope I earned your trust when I say this to you, is it, being exclusive, we want to make sure, especially if we're only working with you within a 50-mile radius of no one else doing what you're doing and being month-to-month, we're going to do our very darn best to make sure to earn your business. That's how we do well for the long-term relationship, right? And in order to do that, communication and trust is everything. You know what I mean? So I got to start that off strong. So I appreciate that you telling me that.
Yeah, I mean, when you say, like, exclusive, that's the thing that's, like, when I, like, I'm a man of faith, you know, and I, like, you'll see my business cards, it has pipe wrenches with a cross on it, you know. Like I
yes,
tell
sir.
Everybody,
I saw that.
The biggest thing for me is that it doesn't matter what I do, you know, like I tell people, I owe everything I have today to God, you know, and it doesn't matter what, you know, what people believe in. I never force religion, you know, whether you believe in God or, you know, not. I always tell people that there's something that, you know, allows me to conquer and give me the things, and whatever it is, whatever being it may be, I'm thankful for it, you know.
That's right.
And,
yes, sir. Preach it, man.
I just pretty much, it's like I always pray for new opportunities. So it's like when you say exclusive, you know, I start sitting here and thinking, I'm like, oh, you know, is this, you know, you start, it comes off, you know, sounding very too good to be true. You want it like, you know, that's why I was like, how do you find my company and what makes you want my company? You know, what makes you want to represent, you know, me, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's important. And that's why we're very selective of that. We don't just call any random number. We do our research a little bit. That's why when I even hopped on the phone with you, I already have your website popped up, making sure this is things that we can actually help your business grow. We don't just help businesses that are failing or people that, you know, businesses that are brand new. Some are established. Some of them are really well off, but they're still looking for that extra help because just like you mentioned, you know, they have all these things, Facebook, Twitter, has all this stuff sometimes. But they have no time to update. The last time they updated was like 10 years ago or something, you know? And these are things that customers really look at. You know, is this business owner on top of his A game or her A game, you know, saying, hey, are they going to respond to me? Or are they going to treat me like a real person? Are they going to treat me like another number? You know, so these are things that are very important. And so we're being aware of this. As long as our communication is strong with you, we can keep up with that. You know, if you want to run a new promotion every 2 weeks on Facebook or something, let our team know. That's what they're there for. Utilize them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
see, man, we'll put people out of business with that. See, that's the one thing. I've been waiting for this call, man. And I pray every single day for opportunities, man. God, create opportunities. I've had missed calls. And I don't know if you guys have tried calling me before in the past because I've had a lot of missed calls. And I always leave because a lot of times, you know, I have two phones. So, you know, I got my work phone that I use, and then I got my business phone, but it's not even my personal phone because it stays ringing. So, you know, well, all day I got the company I work for, and then my business phone that's on the side. It's, you know, my boss will tell me, hey, you better not be doing jobs, side jobs on my clock. And I'm like, don't you like that? I mean, I'll take the business now. Don't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, I've been waiting on this call. I've been waiting on when somebody was going to call me to get my name on Google because I've gotten text messages of people reaching out to me about, hey, you know, we want to put your stuff out on Google.
Yeah.
But I like the phone call, man. And you know what I'm saying? It's a good day.
I'm very happy to hear that, man. Timing is everything. You know, it's not just luck. Some people, I don't know about what you believe on this one, but for me, everyone says, oh, you got lucky. I'm like, well, luck goes to the prepared. Meaning, there's people that win the lotto, the billions, millions of dollars, and they're worse off after they won it because they aren't really ready for it. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing the right thing, right things will come to you, you know? And that's luck. You know, that's good luck right from there. So,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, it's all you, man. What do you say?
I was going to say, yeah, like with, for me, when I was 19 and the biggest thing, when I first got into plumbing at 18, my family owned a company out in Vegas. We made $5 million a year. And we did the plumbing in the Raider Stadium, all the station casinos. Like whenever I decided to move to Vegas, I got $1 million in work out there, guaranteed work. People still tell me, just a matter of getting me built up enough to go out there. So this is a beautiful partnership because when I tell you I come from Colorado, I got work in Colorado. I got work in South Carolina. I got $3 million of work in Vegas. And it's just off of my name because my family did such a good job. We started 7 different companies in Vegas and sold them all. And some of them are still running. And my uncle, he died, you know, from cancer about a year ago, 2 years ago. But there's a cure for it. I mean, it's in Tijuana. I tell you, there's a cure for it. $40,000 a month. They care. It doesn't matter what stage you got. They care it. No chemo,
really?
No radiation. Just yeah, keeping your body at a pH level of 7 to 9. It's all about what you eat. They tell you there's only one disease, mucus. And if you keep your body at a pH level of 7 to 9, you have to also eat foods that are in a 6 to 9, acidic category, like level. And, yeah, and you work out. Diseases and bacteria can't function in that 7 to 9, range.
I need to write this down. So, yeah, I got my little teary eye, man. I don't want to get too excited or anything, but, I'm a cancer survivor myself. So, and it's something that I would have to check in with all the time.
Dude,
so,
It's, my uncle, they cured him twice. And then the third time we didn't have enough money to go back, and he started getting chemo from the U.S. and within months he was gone. And I mean, he had stage 4 terminal throat cancer. It spread in 5 different parts of the body. And all we did was just, we got like one of these little, detoxing things that you get, like a foot detoxing ball, you attach it around your wrist and it shocks the toxins out of your body. We got him a red light. We only use pink Himalayan salt. We got everything organic. And when I say everything organic, they just passed a new law where lab meat food can come through. Like, everything the government feeds you, bro, causes cancer. Deodorant, the water, we have a special, shower tip heads that filtered out the minerals in the water that cause cancer. Your deodorant has to be, aluminum free because it causes cancer. Everything, bro, you consume. When I tell you, like, every single day, how his diet was, every single day we went to a butcher shop every day and got the meat fresh cut. Fresh cut like that. Everything. Like, we used those sodium-free seasonings.
Man, yeah. I was a lucky one. I'm not going to lie. I don't go too far into it, man, but I definitely want to talk to you more about that afterwards, you know.
I always tell people is, that's what changed my perspective on it, is how I look at the view of the world. When I seen what my uncle went through and seeing how the, you know, like how when they have a cure in Tijuana and then you see what they've been putting people through, it doesn't sit well in my stomach, you know, but that's why I clicked to my faith, you know, and that's where it's like back to like, you know, this, you know, it's like, I've been waiting on a call for to elevate my business. Like at first when I had it, I didn't get the funding and stuff that I wanted to, because when we lost that company in Vegas, let me tell you something, my name was attached to it. And let me tell you, son, it did not, you know, debt is not cool. You know, company write-offs are cool until you got to pay for them. Until you gotta pay for them, man. And I had some nice vehicles until they got recollected, and my debt's gotten lower, you know, but it didn't start off like I wanted to, you know, but that's where it's like, you take everything with a grain of salt and you stay positive, you know. Little bits like Angie's Leaves has helped me get work coming in, and then now with you guys, I'm hoping you guys help me really get me to that level to where really I can just steal everybody's business. Cause in all honesty, I've been doing this for so long and I'm small at my size that I can get to in residential. I can get to different parts of, I'm specialized in really like in small confined areas because there's nobody that can get to the areas I get to. You put me in a ceiling, I'm like a spider monkey, dude. You lift me up in the rafters, you don't see me, I'm gone. That's it. Right. Everybody else, they get stuck behind the ductwork. I can flip through it like a snake because I'd go through a bar rail window. I'll tell you, that's how small I am. I can fit through a bar rail window. That's how skinny.
Wow. All right. Well, this is going to – so just from things you're telling me, too, I'm going to throw a little something extra for you. But just let you know that, you know, how this differs between, like, Angie's Home Advisor. I mean, if you're doing well with that one directory on there, you do phenomenal with this. I mean, who doesn't use Google? If anything, you know, when it comes to this, Angie's and Home Advisor, they buy a listing on Google. So a lot of your customers, they have to be a member, through Angie's or Home Advisor to even see your company. Here, they don't have to be a member of anything. Less is more on that, right? They don't want to spend time making an account, doing all these other things. They're just going to go, hey, let's Google it. Yep.
And,
what was that?
That's what me too, because I'm telling you, like, it's I'll put it this way. I know I'm not the best, but I take a lot of pride in what I do. I've been lucky to this day to never have. And if I do, it's nothing stuff I've did. It's always something maybe never been the stuff I have did. And I'm going to knock on wood because, you know, you never say never, you know, but
right.
I've been lucky enough, but I take a lot of precaution. I'm the same person that after I put a water heater in, I will sit there 30 minutes and make sure there's nothing dripping, and I will wipe it and wipe it and wipe it, and, you know, I'll sit there and take it out to dinner and make sure it still don't drip, because I don't like recalls mean that I wasn't professional enough and I didn't do a good enough job the first time. That's what how I looked at it. And
yes, sir.
I don't like to come back out.
Well, yeah, if you're planning on plan B, then that's already a bad red flag right there. You know what I mean? So, but that's why you're good at what you do. So, and this is going to be a really good partnership here, honestly. Devin, did we give go over pricing here? Man, I feel bad. I'm eating up so much of your time and not even getting through this here.
That's what gives me a lot of trust in you guys, because when we go from being it's all about establishing a relationship and building a clientele, you know, building a relationship. The fact that I could sit there and talk to you and, you know, now I don't even care, you know what I'm saying? I'm paid by the hour. They conversate me well for just the plumbing part. They haven't, once my 1 year at this company hits, they're going to really realize what it costs to pay a 3 tradesmen. And they'll get hit with it, because I, like I said, on the days I don't do plumbing, they send me, I'm out here, I'm waiting on a part, but I go to different states, do HVAC startups. I do change outs. I do service on them. And, with plumbing, I do it all with plumbing, but, you know, drain cleaning, my main thing is I love drain cleaning. Because it's very quick, and that's my main thing, is I put Roto-Rooter out of business. You don't know how many days on the regular I go do calls. Rooter.
Yeah. I know Roto-Rooter. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I want to make sure we go over those keywords. I have a lot just from the website alone too, just to make sure that you're always being found for those services. And again, also when you're down the road, when you're doing a little bit more, if you spread your wings to electrical, HVAC and all that, let our team know. So that way they can add those, okay? It's important that we're on the same page with you all the time. Because if we're not on the same page with you, it's not going to work very well. I'll be honest with you on that, man. You know, so it seems like you're going to be on top of these things with our team. So, I can tell. So far as your pricing, Devin, I'm actually, like I said, I didn't forget. I'm going to throw something a little extra here for you. So it's month to month. Again, no contracts, no pay per lead or anything like that. And originally it was going to be at $299 a month with a $99 setup fee. I'm actually dropping it down to $249 month to month with a $99 setup fee instead. So save you monthly for the longer term. So if you're to get started with us here today and join the family, it will be an initial investment of only $348. But again, month to month, it'll stay at $249 month to month. And I'm going to put that in writing for you as well too, and have that recorded so it's protecting you. Okay, so if our pricing goes up within our company, it will never change for you. How does that sound?
And then as soon as if I paid that today, I was to search DB sewer and drain. That's gonna pop up. Now is that gonna put that? Now did you guys make it to where it wouldn't show my? I had the address set up for my physical address of my house. Did you guys make it set up to where like it wouldn't show the physical address of my house?
Correct. Like, yes, and you're not alone. Yeah, there's a lot of companies that I talked to. Even if they had an office, I had one. He didn't want to show his address because he was moving the address, but it was in the same area. So, yes, we could just put the service area instead of actually putting the actual address. But Google will require to have an address on file for them to send a verification for you, right? Sometimes they do a postcard in the mail. Sometimes they'll do it asking for a picture of a tool or, you know, things like that. We're aware of this. It takes about 5 to 7 business days for that process to go through for you. But during that time, we're already working, man. I'm going to go over the timeline breakdown with you too, just to make sure we're transparent about everything here. Within that first 5-7 days, your dashboard, which is your tracking system, and all of your directories will be completed by that time. Okay. So even if we're waiting on Google, we're still getting things done for you. You never know where customers are going to be looking. Far as Facebook ads, you said you already have a Facebook business page, so we don't have to develop that one for you. We just need to hit the right areas and the right people using the keywords, for customers on average that don't even have that up, we develop one for them within the first 7 to 14 days. So obviously it's going to be quicker for you on that. Seeing yourself on the first page of Google and consistently staying there. Now, this part's the unheard of part. Usually it takes 6 to 9 months for our customers that are not with Local Splash going to other companies. With us, it's only 30 to 45 days. That's how fast we move with this.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this going to be something. I'll tell you, they're going to have a meeting about me, and they're going to be like, man, who the hell has this company that, you know, because they're going to be sitting there, because when you search Arrow and all these other places, they pop up. I'm telling you, man, they ain't going to like me, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, there's a lot of work out here, but at the same time, I mean, if I'm out here, I know I'm a special technician. I'm not the best, but I know when Roto-Rooter calls me and specifically requests me to come fix an issue for them, you know, that tells me something. When their cleaner can't get it, you know how many times I've had to go freaking fish a broken snake cable in a line because these a-holes have broken in the line? And then they call me up like, hey, man, can you come pull it out? And I'm like, sure, man. Sure.
Wow.
And then I got to I'm like, I'll put it this way. I am, I'm the guy they just send to just make sure things get done right. And I may go to Tennessee. I may go to Georgia. I may go to Virginia. This company is like in 13 different states. And every time I go to these apartment complexes, they always tell me if I'm not happy with Arrow, we'll take you as a main maintenance man, you know, because knowledge is power, you know, and I'm young. I'm only 23 years old. I'll be 24 in December, but I am always constantly trying to figure out ways of how to better myself. And like I said, I take pride in what I do. There's not, you know, like I'm not the best out there. I know I have a lot of time to improve my craft, and it makes me happy. You know, most people, when you think of time, it disappoints you. I think about like, man, I'm going to get more nicer and clean, because I like to think of myself. You ever heard that song, Smooth Operator? I say,
oh, of course. Come on now.
yeah, dude. I play that song right before I go do a job. And I'll go in there with my plastic. I'll put it all down there on the floor. I'll go in there and make my cuts and incisions. And you won't see no dust. You can't even tell I did any work in the apartment. Or, you know, vice versa. Like, I leave it how I left. And then if you tell me that it's a small spot and other people can't get to, oh, now you're talking my language, you know? Like, the last company I worked for, they used to take me out to dinner before they go stick me in a very tight spot. It's only when I get stuck I get panicked. But, like, they come underneath the kitchen sink vanity and told me to go take out the overflow underneath the tub. And I was underneath there for an hour and a half because I only had, like, so much room to move and my arms kept getting cramped. But I got it done, you know? And instead of complaining about it, I like to get things done and get it solved. So, I mean, anytime I go to a person's house, I always tell them that I strive for a 5-star experience, and that anytime if they feel like I'm not providing them the best customer satisfaction or customer experience, to stop me and what I'm doing and let me know, and we can restart and go from there, you know, because I don't want anybody to ever feel like, hey, you know, you can't speak to me and that, you know, because I'm here to solve your issue. I'm here to help you. And, you know, it's also at the same time, it's building a relationship with your clients, you know?
Yeah. Hey, repeat customers and referrals right there. Boom. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, like I'm a people person. I love to conversate, and I'm the type of person that I'll be in the middle of doing a job and then people will be talking to me just about random things, and we'll forget about the main, you know, the problem at task, you know, and it's just.
Yes, sir. And I can tell, man, you know, and it's cool because not only are you a good people person, but you have a good business mindset. You know, if it's a tough situation, you embrace it, you know, open arms, because that's an experience that is going to get you more knowledge to grow and be a better you. I'm on the same page with you on that, man. I see right through when you're talking to me about this. So I love that. Devin, you're going to be a perfect fit for this, man. Listen, you tell me though. I just need to make sure. Is it something you'd like to go ahead and move forward with then? Sounds like it is.
Well, you said what?
I said it sounds like this is something you'd like to move forward with then. Is that right?
Yeah, like I'm definitely like you got me smiling, okay. So dude, I'm all for it. It's just a matter of I have to now I'm thinking about investing. Now this money that I'm investing, because I'm also trying to move into my a house in December. And but at the same time, I've been so swamped. I'll put it this way, man. Angie's Lease, I don't operate Monday through Friday off of Angie's Lease, because the thing that sucks about Angie's Lease is that it's not exclusively for me. All right, and the only reason I don't use my Angie's Lease every day is because when I'm at work and I'm doing work for the main company I work for that pays me, you know, I don't have the time to get on Angie's Lease and freaking call on my phone while I'm going to another job site and be like, hey, I can give you this job. And I'll, you know, because then most of the time if I secure the job, I have to sit there and discount it to them after hours. And then it's like, you know how demoralizing it is when you know you're getting off at 6 and then you got to go home, drive an hour back, and then swap all your equipment out of your work vehicle into your personal vehicle. And you know, it is what it is, but I mean, it's a part of owning the company, you know, sacrifices. But like you said, I mean, my biggest thing is that Angie's Lease has been getting me business, and I've been able to get it, but I needed something that could really generate me numbers. And that's what I want to know. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, because I can do plumbing, and it's not about me selling a job. Like, when it came down to me, I'm not a salesman. I tell people I don't sell you stuff. I give you what you want. I'm like God. You know, I don't give you what you want. I give you what you need. I'm not going to go in your house and tell you that you need a brand new water heater when all you need is a freaking element to be changed. You know, I'm going to tell you the most reasonable thing, and I'll tell you straight up, I want you to provide the water heater, because if I have to provide the water heater, I'm going to tax you.
Right. You have to. Yeah. I mean, you can't just, I mean, we all need to eat as well, you know? And you're doing it by the right way, too.
But yeah, I mean, like, I'm very open with the people I work with, too, and that's what gets me in trouble with these businesses, is that my family built their company, multi-million dollar company, on no advertising. We never paid for any advertising, all just word of mouth. Also, we are good people, because when we come into the office, I straight up tell them, hey, if I'm going to do this water heater for you guys, it's going to be this much. You guys go ahead and provide it. We'll install it for this price. You guys have it delivered here and have everything ready for where all we got to do is just install it. It'll be this price. That way we don't exceed your budget, because then you're going to spend unnecessary money on a part markup, because what sense does it make for me to get you the water heater at price and deliver it to you at price?
I understand. That means you're taking care of your customers. You'd be surprised at how many business owners that are out there that don't, you know. I'm not going to go any further than that, you know. I want to make sure.
The company I work for now, I can already tell you, what I charge for drain cleaning, $250 a drain cleaning call, they're out here charging $900, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
For me to pull up and pull your toilet and cable, I'm charging $250. For them to pull up, $125 for them to pull up. A trip slice diagnostic fee, $150 an hour for labor. Then $350 for cabling. That's not even the big machine. That's just a little machine. And then to pull and reset your toilet, $275.
Wow. Okay.
So you're looking at what I'm doing the same call, $250. They're doing the same call, $900. You know?
Wow. You know, just because people have money doesn't mean that they can be charged. I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? I think that people are very blessed to have you when they see you come in.
I always get a lot of good eyes, because a lot of people tell me, you know, hey, I thought I had to worry about you, and then I come in, I wear a cross bracelet, I got a cross tattooed on my arm behind my ear, and then I got I got like a Catholic chain that has the Virgin Mary on it with Jesus on it with the crucifix. And, you know, when they see that, you know, I walk in, you see instantly I'm a man of faith. And that's, like I tell people, I don't care about anything else, you know, business, all my knowledge aside, I'm a man of faith. And people tell me, well, you know, like when I made my business cards, people said, well, you shouldn't make your business, you know, have a cross on it, because that may deteriorate people away. I don't care.
Well, that's their thing.
You know, like, that don't, you know, I'm not embarrassed to tell people that I owe everything I have to God, you know, and I pray for opportunities, and if God isn't real and doesn't answer prayers, then I wouldn't be talking onto the phone with you right now, you know, because this is a real blessing in disguise, And you don't know how much it's helped me. I've been waiting out. And I've been waiting out. And let me tell you something. I know I've been waiting because, you know, when I knew I was starting to get, I knew I was starting to wait good enough because a couple of weeks ago I got an American Express card in the mail talking about the big business one, the good one. And I didn't apply for it because I know my credit wasn't good. But I knew I was like, okay, if this is following, I know for my family's business is what follows, you know. I knew not too long, you know, then I got a text message about my Google because I know I have my web. I've taken care of every present to where I've just been waiting on the other people to hit me up to marketing me, you know.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I knew.
That's
like,
common,
man. I knew I waited up.
All right, partner. Well, this is it. So let's make sure, without further ado, I want to make sure I'm doing everything right on my end over here to make sure this starts strong, okay? So, Devin, spell out your last name for me. I want to make sure I have the correct spelling here.
N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
All right. And then I have the email from your website, though. Is it devinb@dbsewageanddrain.com? Is that the correct email?
Yeah, like you can email that one or devinraynichols@gmail.com. Either one. The DB, that's my business email. But I was going to say, yeah, if you send that through, I was going to say, I just had my colleague pull up with the parts, and now I'm about to really start having to work in.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So I was going to say, yeah, so if you send all that info to the email and stuff, I'll probably go ahead and look into it. And like I said, I'm definitely going to probably, when you told me exclusively for me, yeah, I like that. That's a...
Okay. All right. So what I'll do then is I have the email here. I want to make sure, Devin, even after payment, I see on the phone with you, so you can see your invoice and email and text.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. All right. But what was you saying?
Oh, I was saying that I stay on the phone with you even after payments to make sure you see everything on paper. That's personally something I like to do. So that way, if you have questions or concerns, you can ask me while I'm on the phone with you. I want to make sure that you see everything that we discussed as promised is in there. You know what I mean?
Could you leave your number, your direct number of contact in the email that you send me? That
almost
way
definitely.
I can talk to you. I was just saying, and what I'm going to do is, because like I said, I'm at this job, what I'll do is send me everything on my email and then leave me your direct contact information, all that info, and then I'll call you back and I'm going to make sure I do that stuff through you.
Sure thing. All right, Devin. So I'm sending this email right now. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Okay, I'll have to wait until I'm in front of my laptop because I don't have my business email hooked up on my other phone.
Okay.
But
send
the other one to devinraynichols@gmail.com so that way I can check that one because I do have that one connected to my phone right now.
Okay, Devin Ray Nichols with the L, double L-S at Gmail?
Oh, no, it's just, no, Devin Ray Nichols, like my last name, it's just my full name, DVINRAYNICHOLS@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. All right. Let me put that right now. So sorry, I know you. All right, there we go. Sending it right now to that one as well. Boom.
Is Bill 1000 over here?
Yeah.
Can you help out? I know, see, when I'm on my phone, everybody in my company knows what I be doing. They know. They see the business cards in my freaking thing, and everybody gets a little envy sometimes. But it's like,
If you're doing something right, it's a lonely road. As number one, I'm just gonna say that right now. I did martial arts my whole life.
I'm younger than. I'll put it this way: I'm younger than a lot of these technicians that are here, and they pay me a lot. More than some of these technicians that have experience, but it's just because of my mentality and attitude. And at the same time, I know how to sell myself because I tell them, you don't pay me for my knowledge. You also pay me for my mentality, how I carry myself, because anybody can have knowledge and still. Okay, so I just got a John C. SEO.
Yes, sir. That's me. At the bottom of that email is my direct line with my extension. If you have any troubles, just ask for John. Everyone knows me here. But, David, I don't want to eat too much of your time. I know I can hear everything going on. So, would you like me to set up a time just to call you back later tonight or something, and we can go ahead and get this thing going for you? Or how would you like to go about that?
Yeah, try to set it up to call me back at 7 o'clock tonight. I feel like that should be good because I shouldn't be at the gym at that time. But let me make sure your direct contact number is 877-635-6225 extension 3736.
That's me, yeah. And all I need is 12 minutes of your time at max. And we close right at 7, actually. So if we can do
let me try 5:30. I was going to say, because I think this is my last job of the day, but it just depends, and then I got like an hour or something to drive home, and then I might call this number back directly, you know.
Just call me directly if you have the time, and then if not, how about this, I'll call you like 6 o'clock, would that be better, just in case? I want to make sure you're driving safe, man.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
All right, 6 o'clock it is, I'll give you a call unless I hear you.
10-4, I was going to say, I appreciate everything, John, and I was going to say, I really do appreciate the call.
100%, man. I'm excited for you. All right, man, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Say later. And I will talk to you later.
Yes, sir. All right. Bye now.